When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm gonna hug him.
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Tyler, I got you.
I'm moving in with my girlfriend in a month, but I'm not very clean.
You're dirty. Girls are like stinky guys because you don't want to be stinky. You want to be very clean. Wash your butt.
Yeah, ain't nobody
Wash your stinky booty butt.
Tyler, your girlfriend's not gonna.
Your girlfriend's not gonna live with you, your stinky boyfriend.
Tyler, you gotta wash your butt, man. That one's big.
Tyler, wash your noodle.
Oh.
You can't be stinky with.
Tyler, anything else before we go? Anything else you need to ask him about?
No, this was really eye-opening and really helpful.
You're welcome, lady.
Do you think he has a chance? I mean, he sounds like a pretty stinky guy.
No.
Welcome to the greatest podcast of all time that is absolutely about nothing. This is episode 168 of... Yeah, another podcast.
You mad because I said no name ring louder than mine? That's what tipped you off, bitch. It's the truth, though, ain't it? It's the truth, though, ain't it? Don't no name ring hotter than mine. I don't give a fuck who don't like it, nigga. I told you, if you want the title, you got to come take it. You can't hate it away.
And Sean's not here today, guys. I'm Stunt. Harley's with us. Leaf is right over there. And... how are y'all niggas doing today?
I am... ooh, that didn't sound right.
I am...
all right, relax. But I'm
he
great.
You sound like Tyrese Halliburton.
He hit that Alicia.
His second voice.
Definitely. Some people...
want it all.
He like, cut, cut.
Damn.
But I had a good week. It's a great day today. It's Sunday. Sun outside.
Nice. Niggas don't got work tomorrow, too.
Facts.
Yeah.
You had a show this week, Harley?
I did have a show this week.
And you killed it, you told me?
Yep, I definitely killed it.
Sorry, I missed that.
It's okay. It's all right. Sometimes, yeah, sometimes, you know, you just got to go out there and just be like, you know what? I'm rocking Dolo. I don't know nobody here. I'm going to just do me. I'm going to see how it go. And it went well. It went well.
Sometimes that shit is good when you go off, like, you know, Dolo vibes, just, you know. Yeah. Just go out there and do it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good for you.
The Caucasians love you, man. Apparently.
The Caucasians? That's what you call them?
Caucasians?
The Caucasians?
What do you mean? What do you mean, co? What?
No. Like C-O-K-E.
Caucasians. Oh, Caucasians. Okay. I got you. Mm. Oh, interesting.
Interesting. Never heard anybody call someone white a Caucasian before, which is hilarious.
Must drink a lot of soda pop, huh? Yeah.
Drink a lot of soda or did a lot of.
White girl, it gone wild.
But, yeah, Leaf, how was your week?
It was cool. It was very, very chill, very mellow. I didn't, like, do too much, you know, just relaxing. But it was cool. How about yours, bro?
Mine was good. Was in the house most of the week. I did do some work with Lauren Lionel this week. And it was I recorded a pod for him.
Oh, that's where you was at on Thursday, right?
Yeah. Charlie show. But since I did mention Lauren Lionel, I would like to say this: since we on March 1st, we do have Pod Nation coming up. If you guys are wondering what Pod Nation is all the different podcasts. You'll have Moby Outside, Lauren Lionel, it's brought to you by the LNL Network, and it will be at World Cafe Live, and on March 1st, that is correct. So we'd love to see you guys there. Come on out. Get tickets now. Tickets will, link will be in the bio and will be in the description of this podcast.
Pull up, pull up, pull up. Show love.
So, I mean, if you guys are looking for something to do on the 1st of March, we will be there. Grab your tickets now.
We will all be there.
Yes, we will all be at that festival. Yes. It's a festival. All the podcasts under one roof. It's gonna be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Extravaganza.
I was definitely gonna say extravagant.
Extravagant, lovely, nice, beautiful, amazing. You're gonna see Yup, another podcast surrounded by some of the best podcasters in this city, all around. You're gonna see, it's gonna be great.
What time? Amazing. What time is it again, brother?
It is at. A good question. It's on March 1st at World Cafe Live. I had to look again at the time. I'm not gonna lie to you. I gotta look again at the time.
Yeah, I forgot the time.
I forgot time. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you. Forgot time. That's just on
I'm
me.
Gonna guess 7.
I'm gonna assume 8 o'clock. I have to just look at my
phone. I'm gonna
6:30. 6:30. Doors at 6:30.
Okay,
6:30. Doors at 6:30. My apologies. Doors at 6:30. But March 1st, Friday. March 1st, Friday. 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 March 1st. Pod Nation. Bing, 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 bing. Woo! All right. But it's good to see y'all niggas, though. Good to see y'all niggas. Sean, I saw you this week. Saw you on Valentine's Day. Anybody do anything for Valentine's Day? Huh?
No.
No. Went to an open mic with you and Sean.
Yeah. It was a very weird open mic because me and Harley got up on the open mic within 5 seconds of being at the open mic.
Niggas was like, oh yeah, you guys, yeah, put your names down. All right. And you're going to be next.
I said, Harley, yeah, you're going to be next.
Nigga going to set me up, bro, because I legit, I stayed downstairs to see, like, all right, is Magic going to finish his play? He going to finish the play. I go upstairs. Not even, like, 2 seconds in. He's like, yo, Harley, sign your name right there. I was like, all right, cool, shit. Signed it, looked at the list. I was like, all right, cool list. All right, I look up. Not many people in there, but I was like, all right, we here. We can chill out. Lady gonna come up to me like, okay, you're next. Bitch, who?
Off rip. Off rip.
I look at this nigga, he gonna talk about something.
I need some breather time. I'm
like, oh, this nigga finessed me.
Sunset, wait, switch these names real quick.
The nigga didn't even write his name down.
So, oh, he did it?
No.
Oh, that's crazy.
No, I'm not gonna lie to you. I needed some breather room. I was like, oh, wait.
Nah, that's super wild, yo.
I said, one second. All right. Harley gonna sign up. All right, I'm gonna put down Sean's name.
I should have put down Sean's fucking name. I was like, the fuck? Damn. I was like, I don't even got time to take a piss. Nothing.
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
It was so less of time that I didn't even think of a set. I was like, I'm just going through the set I did last week, I guess. I was working on it. It was like, I like when you go to open mic, you got like a little bit of time. So you was like, all right, I'm going to do this. You watch, you see who's in the room so you can, if you want to crowd work a little bit.
Yeah.
When it's nothing of that, it's like, oh, jokes, Harry, how you doing?
Just threw my ass on the fucking stage. But yeah, no, nothing like that.
They're like, we're switching hosts. Oh, okay, cool. You switch hosts for just me and Harley.
That's what's up, though. Well, into a certain extent.
Well, they didn't really need to switch the hosts.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
It gave Harley an extra extra 5 minutes.
There's 5 minutes.
I mean, yeah. Open mics on Valentine's Day. I figured it would have been like that.
It's a nice little date, you know. Take you and your joint
to go
get some laughs.
I said not to an open mic.
Not to an open mic. Like an actual comedy show. Yeah,
comedy show, but like an open mic. That's wild. There's somebody like who's at the comedy joint. We'll talk about something like
it's our first date. Yeah.
Yeah, first date shit like that.
Yo, if you in there with a first date at any comedy show, bro, they point you right out.
See, but that's a comedy show. This was an open mic, so he got clowned for that though, because it was an open mic.
Hey, yo.
You can't give yourself a free.
Hey, anybody can get it though, you know.
No, everybody can.
Everybody can get it.
Get that smoke out.
Yeah, you did it to somebody.
Huh?
Of course.
But he did it to a married couple though. So different. Harley.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Boy was not feeling that shit.
I had something else for him, but I was like, you know what? Let me just chill. I'm not gonna. I'm gonna ruin that their car ride.
Yeah, he's about to ruin their marriage.
I should have. Fucking this day in a racial shit. Come on, man.
Damn.
But hey, that's none of my business, right?
Oh, I know that's right.
This nigga says segregation.
Segregation will rise. Oh shit! Oh man! Where do you want to start? Because we had pod last week. I'm happy we didn't pod last week. Because
it was a good time to not do it.
Because it's two things. Well, this week and last week, I'm gonna be honest. In the past week, I found out that, like, I get a lot of the topics from Twitter.
Yeah.
And it just told me that you should never go to Twitter. And when you see a rapper you really like trending, don't click their name. Mm-hmm. Because luckily, when Drake was trending, I didn't click his name because I saw Instagram first and I saw Sean talking about it. And later down the line, I unfortunately did come across the Drake video because some girl put it in her story, her Instagram story. And I was like, oh, shit. She had it, like, they had it playing on a, they had a Valentine's Day and they had the Drake video playing in the background.
That's sick.
And I was like, okay, thanks.
I'm glad I never
did. Like, why would y'all do that?
Like, while on a violation. Like, flag on the play. Come on.
You just got that on the TVs? On the TV screen? Wow, y'all just having a fun time? Y'all wilding. But this is sick.
On a TV screen, it's crazy. Yeah.
But then, Harley, when we was going to the open bike, remember, I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, this is why Freddie Gibbs is trending. And I clicked Freddie Gibbs' name, and I'm thinking they're about to talk about the Kanye verse, the verse in the Kanye album. Nope. Picture of Freddie Gibbs spread his butt cheeks part.
Another thing that I have not crossed on my timeline, luckily.
I actually don't click names on, like, the trending topics.
Sometimes I'll click on my, oh, like, what's like, going
on? Yeah, I'll do it, but, like,
I'm just like, if it pops up on my feed, it's there, but, like, you know.
Well, now I won't do that. But, like, it usually you see Drake, it's like, oh, maybe he dropped a song or maybe whatever.
Actually, the last time I did that was for Isaiah Rashad. And I was like, I was like, all right, need to get off this.
The Isaiah Rashad joint, I heard about it before I seen anything. I only not seen it because some girl quote tweeted something. And I'm scrolling and I was reading tweets. This is why I don't retweet. This is exactly why I don't retweet. I'm reading tweets. I was like, I read what she said. And I said, huh? And I looked down. Oh! And went right back up.
Oh, no. Hey, so next,
bro. Is this like?
I still listen to your music, Rashad. I got you, bro.
I still listen to nigga music. I just didn't want to see that.
Yeah, no, it's just not something I want to see. You know,
it's just wild.
I'm good.
It's just sometimes it's like, yo, you could have just not did that, and I would have been perfectly fine.
Well, I'm, you know, he can do what he wants. You know, I just don't want to see it.
But yeah,
that's not his fault either.
Yeah, it's not. You know? Wait, what?
No, what I mean is like, what do you mean?
What do you mean it's not his fault?
The video game leak. I doubt he was like, yeah, I'm gonna put this up. I'm gonna put this on.
All right, pull your mic closer a little bit.
Like, I don't think he was sitting here like, you know what? Let's put this out. Let everybody see this. Show everybody that I do this for fun.
Yeah. I guess.
I do this for fun. Bro, I was just like, I'm sorry. One, what was worse than seeing the Drake video and the Freddie Gibbs video is the fact that niggas was on there talking about, oh my God, I can't believe it. Drake got this, that, and the third, and now he got this. we're never gonna win. And I could sit to myself like, y'all niggas know that's gay, right?
niggas is so strange, bro. Like,
why were y'all stressed out about another nigga's unit?
Yeah, exactly. Shit, strange, bro.
Niggas was stressed out.
And
for
like
that?
Niggas is making videos and TikToks what? Like reenacting it, and it's
niggas was stressed out about Drake penis. They said
why?
They was basically saying he perfect after he dropped that because
that's gay.
He already rich and shit like that. Yeah,
not a gay spologist.
Why? For what? Why is niggas pressed about another nigga dick?
Because niggas is
bro. It was just like yo.
So basically, this I'm all right. You know what? I won't say it.
No, say it.
I might get canceled. I was gonna say this generation come see. I can't deal with this, bro.
No. It was just like OD. It was like, bro.
It's not necessary.
It was too much dick riding. Too much dick in.
I'm not a gay spologist.
I don't think we should say dick riding.
Hey, look.
Y'all, man, y'all Drake fans. Y'all different, man. Y'all built different.
This nigga not a Drake fan, no.
I just not.
Stunt did say he put everybody on a Drake back in the day.
That's so. Pause now.
Pause.
Now you gotta pause now.
pause one stunt. Insurance pause. All right. Insurance pause.
His music was really good. And I said, damn, nigga make some good music. I don't know nothing about none of the other stuff.
Nah, but. Listen, the fact that niggas was like actually like trying to reenact the video and shit, it's like, bro,
that's,
like
that's
relax, bro. That's like not on some real shit, but having like a prop. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, bro, that's weird. Get this shit off here, bro.
Because niggas is weird. Doing?
It was just showing a lot of thirst in people, like women.
That's why, yeah.
It was just like I want more for y'all, like.
Nah, for real, definitely, and that's why women be talking bad about niggas.
But the main issue with all this is people need to stop doing revenge porn.
Huh? Oh yeah.
Like Freddie Gibbs' baby mom put out the picture of him spreading his butt, and I don't know who put out a picture of Drake. Could have been Drake.
That would be Drake activity.
But like my thing is,
I'm not convinced somebody.
It's wrong to post people's like pictures without their consent.
Oh, extremely.
No, absolutely not.
Like you should go to. Like I know they're not going to send those people to jail because of hip hop. Mm-hmm. But no, send her to jail.
Yeah.
What's wrong with y'all?
Out here exposing my wiener to the world. What's wrong with you? I sent that with. Not only with consent, but with, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the other word for privacy?
Discretion.
Yes, discretion. And like, you gonna be out here just sending shit out to the world. Now I can't walk outside without somebody basically saying like, yo, what's good?
Yeah.
Now I gotta walk around with, you know, baggy ass pants so nobody can see shit. This is terrible.
Wait, what?
What the fuck?
What are you talking about? What are you saying, bro? Hit a button.
Shut the fuck up!
Nigga, move. I don't care.
Like a crazy beard.
What the hell?
I thought
he was going to... Be honest with you, I wanted to get off this topic because I don't want to talk about Drake and...
Pretty is, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to. So I had to go somewhere.
I hear you. But one funny thing niggas did say about Freddie Gibbs, it was like, damn, OnlyFans basically in for this nigga at this point. Because he keep wiping OnlyFans shows.
That's funny as shit. He do date a lot of
OnlyFans. OnlyFans women.
OnlyFans women's.
OF, link in bio type shit.
I mean, we can get to what was really important, low key.
Beautiful big titty, but naked women just don't fall out the sky. Just don't fall out the sky, you know. Just don't fall out the sky, you know. And beautiful big titty, but naked women just don't fall out the sky, you know.
Tell me how you know. I've been searching high and low, and I can tell you one thing. Beautiful big titty, but naked women just don't fall like the sky, you know. Tell me how you know. I've been searching high and low, and I can tell you one thing. Beautiful big titty, but naked women just don't fall like the sky, you know.
Vulture. Kanye actually dropped Vultures. Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign actually dropped an album, guys. And I will say this. I really like this album.
Good album.
Kanye rapping on this album, not that great.
And, you know, he going to talk his shit, but...
But some songs he's rapping some good shit on there. But, like, this is a good album. I think the standout verse for the whole album is Freddie Gibbs, though.
Mm.
That and Kanye's Burn verse. You don't think Freddie Gibbs had a standout verse in this album?
No, he did. I'm like legit going over the album in my head. Like,
I gotta hear it. I ain't gonna lie. I've been listening to Carnival too much.
Size 40s on that double arm, floating like a Google size, seen it from the front side. But that thing's still moving, I had to knock it down. Easy, where we at? Promise a me line, just turn the bird bitch to my ex like I was Elon. Cowhunters on the blue side, booty must have Google size, seen it from the front side. Damn, it must be two sides. God damn, it must be two sides. 40s on that double arm, floating like a cruise line. Bitches wanna fuck me, then trap me, and then fuck me over. She crying tears, and then Maybach and not the Toyota. Once it's over, and then she dead, and me get a hoe a memorial. Suck my dick for the interview, a editorial. Put you on the track, how you working like I appointed you. Ho, how you gon' go logging your blessing when I anointed you? Beautiful big titty, but naked bitches, where you at? Started off tripping, tell her fake tuition, no congrats. Whining and dining, now I take my ratchet, hold the sacks. She was too used to hamburger, help a chili mac. And that's facts, you can fact check it. I'm from the crack era. Red bone bitches, they keep me like I'm a black checker. Standing at the plate, your hoe catch your boss like a back catcher. I bring my pistol when I fuck her, cause it's all about survival, ho.
The nigga spitting on that shit. When this nigga said, I just turned a bird bitch to my ex like I was Elon. That is a bar.
Very much bar.
That was a bar. I think he was floating on it now in terms of like straight bars.
From the crack era.
I think he was flowing for sure. His flowing that shit was no flawless. Was flawless. It was great.
So he's saying you had the best verse. So you saying bar wise got the best verse in the album?
No. I gotta really listen to it again.
I'm like, wait.
I ain't say it wasn't the best, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think that, like, if you saying that's a standout verse, I gotta listen to it again, because that joint wasn't like, it wasn't like, oh shit, to me.
Nah, I heard that verse. I really was, especially when he started switching the flow up. I'm from the crack camera. That was like, damn, this nigga stabbing. He delivered that shit amazingly.
Yeah.
Yes, delivery. I agree.
I think his bars on that were fire. He is the standout verse, to my opinion. Also, there's a couple songs I like on here though, because I do like this joint is fire to me. Well, yes.
Tell her watch this. When I make you cream, I'ma text. Do it stay wet? Do it smell fresh?
This song right here is fire. She go next. Hit a light song. Tell her watch this. I'm heavy. When I make you cream, I'ma talk shit.
When you fuck back, when you got grip, stick your tongue out. When you get your spot hit, I just wanna know. All this money on the floor. 10 racks, throw it up, watch how I do it. Make a drop to a toast. Bend it up, pick it up real slow. I do it, baby, do it. Off that work, I just like a jacuzzi. In my back, call me 06 Gucci. What's happening? Tryna make a movie. Just touched down, feeling like Luch. Fucking on Tisha, fucking on Susie. Don't discriminate with this Uzi. She just wanna drink, do a little juicy.
This is fire, but I'm not gonna lie to you when I get to this part.
Yeah, when he gets
to switch up. Fuck her like a lover, I'm confused. She don't wanna go home, she refuses.
Hit it up the trip by that pussy boy. Top boy, I ain't the little one. Thugged out, bitch, nigga better get a gun. I'm him on the B on.
Nah, niggas gotta hear that outside.
No.
Gotta hear that. Need DJs to play that at the function.
Need that at the function, and I need this. Nigga. Nigga. I see a girl calling me like,
I'm trying to fuck something right now. She's trying to fuck something right now.
That and when Kanye said, he's like, suck me publicly. That shit was hilarious. Suck me publicly. That shit was funny as fuck. And
this name is crazy as shit.
You probably gonna hear this outside.
They gonna play this till it start getting annoying. Which is gonna take a while for me.
This reminds me of All Day Nigga. Does it remind you of All Day Nigga?
Nah. See ya.
These things
gonna
rage though.
Nah, for real. They gonna
be crazy. Way too rich to drive a Rolls. Made a milli out of stone. She let her put it in her nose. Pretty bitch with white toes. I done put it on the
ground. You gotta play with Cardi verse though.
This don't sound like All Day.
All Day, nigga.
All day, nigga.
How long you niggas bop? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall?
Yes,
like, all day, nigga.
I was playing All Day, nigga in my head. I think I don't see bop.
I think Kanye can literally on Carter will say All Day, nigga, and niggas, all this shit hot.
it's not connecting with me.
He said the BPMs, nigga.
So, other shit happened this week. But I mean, I really like this album. That Burn versus Fire, I think.
Yo, the Burn joint is fire.
They need to make more music with Leon Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, for sure.
I like Stars a lot. I read the lyrics to Stars. Stars is fire.
I'm happy that Leon Thomas is like, you know, he's getting, you know, just do recognition and shit like that. Cause like, this nigga been fire. It was just like, you know. Get him out.
Yeah, he had to get his moment for real.
Yeah.
Do we know why that Apple took the album off? I know you had it. I'm gonna get it from you.
Oh no! I had it from Apple. But they took like the song. It was a lot of like sample clearances that Kanye didn't do or shit like that.
It's still up there for me.
Like you can still play it.
They put the album back up, but they took away one song.
Which
one was that?
They took away Good. Don't okay. Die.
Because that's the one. That's the song.
Yeah, I like that song.
I do like that song.
I'm alive.
Because I think that's the Ozzy Osbourne joke.
No, that's the Donna Summers.
Oh, they took that off? Yeah. That's crazy because I like that song too.
Oh, okay. He's an anti-Semite and whatever.
Well.
I like this song. Hey.
I liked it, but yeah, you're right. Anti-Semite.
Yeah, I'm happy Kanye dropped the album.
They got a carnival pack.
Hey yo.
Usher drop.
That's okay.
I didn't get to hear Usher.
I didn't hear Usher album. I only heard Good.
Usher album is
mid,
very average. Yes.
I've also heard this, but I was like, really?
It's Usher. Yeah, it's not. It's not good. It's just some songs just like.
I really like the I like the good song. It's pretty good. I'm just happy Usher did the Super Bowl. Honestly, that's what really mattered. Usher doing the Super Bowl because that was a good Super Bowl performance.
That was great. Yeah.
I liked him doing Alicia Keys shit. like singing.
You mean rubbing on her?
I mean, no, they're entertainers. Swiss Beatz stood up for it.
Did?
Yeah, he said it's okay. We the entertainers. Y'all thinking about the wrong thing.
Well,
he probably in the car riding back home with her being petty.
No.
I mean, I would be a joking nigga. I'll throw like maybe a shot here and there. But like at the end of the day, yeah, they're entertainers. What Usher is, that's what he said. Because like, I think he just got married like what, 3 days after?
No, he got married.
He got married right after.
After the Super Bowl.
Like right after.
See? Exactly. So it ain't like Usher was out here like, I'm banging every, you know, all y'all women's. Man was out here, he's just performing. He knows what to sell. What's gonna like?
Yeah, that shit all for entertainment.
Yeah, bro, entertainment. Man. After the night, don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. Ask my nigga for real. Exactly. Exhibit A. The nigga claims and will take your girl if you leave her around him.
I'm gonna need to let my girl perform. Actually, he's like, hey, I my song with Usher. We about to perform. No. Why? Why can't I perform with Usher? What are you saying? You don't trust me? It's not that I don't trust you, baby. I don't trust him. Why won't you trust Usher, baby? Yo, after the night, don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. Ask my nigga for real. I gotta ask this nigga for real.
It's like Pharrell. Is Usher gonna take my girl?
Not even take my girl. It's more just like, all right. If you're gonna perform with Usher, we're gonna perform with
Nigga
Usher.
Said Swiss was at the performance like,
I didn't understand. Usher was my friend.
That clip will be
forever funny.
Not only forever funny, like that's gonna stay like at the top. Like this nigga,
Usher was my friend.
You can use this for everything.
I didn't understand. Usher was my friend. That was my homeboy.
Usher, you gonna do me like this?
Ursh, baby.
Ursh.
Ursh.
It's like, damn, Ursh.
Ursh.
Ursh, what the fuck?
Ursh, how could you?
Ursh, I loved her.
No, but honestly, like, no, the crazy part is her was really, the niggas, her really had niggas fooled thinking she was playing the guitar.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, she was not playing that.
She was not playing the guitar,
and I know she can play it, but I'm just trying to figure out why she didn't play that joint.
Because it's a law where she can't play. Like it's like
what?
Yeah, it's like a law. Like she couldn't do something with the live instruments or some shit like that.
Did you just make that up?
No.
I'm not. I don't.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
So she perform not. I'm not like,
she can live perform, but she can't play the guitar.
Yeah, like it was like some law in like Vegas.
That is the most obscure
law. Like, that is very stupid. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I gotta look it up.
You know, it also doesn't make sense how the nigga had Ludacris and Lil Jon, but they didn't perform Lovers and Friends.
Shawty.
No, they didn't perform Lovers and Friends, but they performed. Huh, We brought the A to the world.
The A to the world.
Did Usher bring the A to the world?
Yeah.
He kind of did.
Did he?
Kind of, yeah.
Usher brought the A to the world, huh?
Who else is like very like from Atlanta around Usher's time that you said who?
Like brought the Outkast? A? Yeah, I was about to say Outkast.
When did Outkast come out?
Like 91.
Ah, oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Well, Usher had strippers on the Super Bowl, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's Vegas, so.
No. You're saying it's Vegas.
It's not that hard.
The point of it is that it is at the Super Bowl, which is pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah. They was out here pole dancing, shaking booties. We was loving it.
It was nice. I fuck with that joint. That joint was hard.
No, the performance in general, like the everything that he had, yeah, it was tough.
Everything was great except for when he skated between Will.i.am legs. That was crazy. You ain't have to do that.
I didn't understand. Usher was my friend.
That was a little crazy.
That was great. That didn't need to be part of the choreography.
That was like a lot of crazy, actually.
Like, but he killed it though.
He did.
He started doing the
I think the weird shit is that after the whole show or whatever, he got married, and then next thing you know, they're doing the whole thing about how they dropped the article about how Chili, he was like, they dropped the article about how Chili, he was in love with Chili, and he proposed to her, and Chili didn't believe it. No, they're all over the internet.
Yeah. I saw that, but like, wait, that was a documentary?
No. It was an article. Because he did an interview and they asked about Chili. He was like, I really love that girl. He's like, I really loved her. I proposed to her and she denied my proposal. She thought I didn't really love her as much as I said I did.
So how would you feel about that? Like, if you were talking to somebody, you proposed, and they hit you with that?
I'd be hurt, man. But that's probably what made Usher turn into...
Yo, after the night... Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Ask my nigga for real. Come on.
Legit, after the night.
I would become evil. It would be my super villain era. Like, cause like proposing. No, cause I actually watched. I think I sent it to y'all the other day. Where a nigga proposed in the park. Like, at Love Park. And the girl said.
Oh.
She was like. Everyone's like, oh my God. There's people surrounded, take a video. And she was like, no. I just can't do this right now.
That's crazy.
And he's like, huh? And she dropped the bike on him, dropped the flowers, and just walked away. And he was just stunned like.
Bro, he ain't even speak. Like, he just couldn't say nothing.
And like, you would think it's a sketch, but this was 100% real.
What made it funnier, the nigga gonna say, damn, bro. Better luck next time.
Hey, fucking.
This is like, that's fucked up.
Like, I gotta rumble you after that.
Yo, if you ever a little bit doubtful about marrying your girl, bro, just ask her in private. Don't do it in public.
I think you should also talk. On Abbott, right? On Abbott, when he went to propose to John with Jalen Hurts, and then. And Joe was like,
she said no.
She was like, no, in front of Jalen Hurts and the Eagles.
There's a lot of marriage rejection in the air, man. Y'all plan on getting married?
Hey, don't do it this year.
Yeah, think twice. Wait till after retrograde or whatever it is.
I think it's retrograde.
After Mercury's out of Gatorade, yeah. Yeah, Gatorade.
Oh, you be saying that too? Gatorade?
Mercury and Gatorade? Yeah. It's same. Way funnier.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, it is way funnier.
It is funnier.
No, I mean, it's just like I would be crushed if my, like, the woman I thought I really loved you, and you're like, oh, I don't believe you really love me that much. Like, what did I do to make you think I don't love you that much?
Yeah, nah, that's kind of crazy.
I mean, you could have fucked up a lot, but I mean, maybe.
But for you to say that I don't love you as much as I say I do is, that's really wild. You
can't, yeah, some people don't.
I mean, yeah, it's true.
Some people don't. It could have been some shit happening behind closed doors that we don't know.
I was watching Hitch yesterday, and Will Smith. You know how
funny movie,
one of the greatest, one of my favorite rom coms of all time. Actually, the greatest rom com of all time, in my opinion. But when he was
Nah, not even good.
He said, "Really? Yeah, to me,
really,
it's my favorite one." But. When he was sitting there talking to he's talking to the one boy, he's like, yeah, I'm trying, I just got a banger. He's like, I help people who actually like women. And he's like, damn, this nigga. I was like, damn, that's what girls be talking about. Niggas wanna fuck bitches.
But they don't like women.
I mean, he likes women, but I see what you mean.
Not for rap.
Women be saying it trying to make niggas gay. That's the difference.
Well, niggas is impersonating Drake videos, so me.
No, that's very gay.
Yeah.
Pause. I heard something earlier that Harley sent me. I thought it was real hard, so I just want to pause.
All right, you know what? You know what?
Wait, what happened?
You ain't hear what he just said?
Wait, what'd you say?
Oh, y'all, come on, dog. Come on. Y'all can't be doing this to me. Y'all always catch me. But when it comes to either of y'all, it's like one of us is not listening.
Like, come on. I heard this song earlier that Harley sent me a Jones Fire, so I was like, wow.
Nah, he ain't gonna change his
sentence. It's a good mashup.
Wait, I'm about to say, I heard it hard. Hey, run up on me, throw you won't. I bet your ass be on the floor. We carving here like Mayweather. Tool to come through and throw a hoe. Got millions out there rap sheet. They hate the beach, but they stole the flow. Get back in after back in. Come and fuck on my shoulder show. Don't run up on that bitch. She a head case. All she do is shoot. I signed my deal up on the PJ and hopped out of parachute. I'm geeked on next week. Got no more features. I might just bird you. I'm geeked on next week. Got no more features. I might just bird you. Yeah, go. Stomp a little pussy. Ho, with some shell toes. Yeah, go. Slapping rap bitches and making bail, ho.
I'm not gonna lie.
That shit was crazy.
Yo, listen, if Glorilla somehow was able to get that beat from 50 and 50 gave the blessing and she rapped on this and dropped that, she's shitting on everybody.
Yeah, because that
flow.
Like, I like the Yeah Glow song.
I do too, but I'm not with, gonna that, lie to you. With that.
She needs to let 50 get on the remix.
I don't like the Yeah Glow song.
But that drone is
hot. You don't like the what? He don't like the
Yeah Glow song. I don't know.
I mean, I like how she rapping on Yeah Glow, but
that shit was fucking hard.
That don't excuse what you said, nigga.
Wait, what I said was not a pause. I kind of heard what you said.
No, what I said was a pause. That's why I paused it. This is also D's crazy. On that bitch. He gonna do my titties next. Throw some D's on that bitch. You know how to get me wet. Riding in the 83. Tinted peanut butter seat. Bitch, I'm from Mobile. Pull up, dump it, ho. You know it's me. Fine bitch. Pretty teeth. Uh-huh. Smiling cause he digging me. The way I got him begging on his knees. He be like, pretty please. His niggas in the parking lot. I'm finna make him trick on me. He thought I was falling for him. All you niggas tickle me. I love me a cocky nigga. Balling like he Willy B. Every time I wake up, it's a hoe that claims she kidding me. Motion, ho. How the fuck you spinning me? You just a little mini me. Bro, bitch can't be my enemy. Ho, I been a shit. Maybe you should take a sniff of me. I'm gonna be honest, yo. I'm gonna be completely honest. These rap women are rapping way better than these rap niggas.
Yo,
I was saying
this morning after I heard the Yeah Glow on the 50 Cent joint, I was like, yo, they are really rapping.
No, they fucking rap.
Like, they are really rapping. Doing... Like, even niggas was hating on Lotto Sunday. They was like, oh no,
they was hating on
that
Lotto.
Sunday service joint is fire.
Nigga, she was rapping on that.
We all knew that she's a rapper.
No, she can rap.
Like, no, you know what I'm
Lotto
saying?
Lotto be fucking spitting.
No, she can rap for real.
For real.
Yeah, yo. Nah, that shit was hot. And Flo Milli, what a woman, right? You know, so amazing.
Hey, listen. She said it. She loved her some Haitians. That's all I'm gonna say.
Damn, that's crazy. I just found out I was like 25% Asian. My grandpa was Asian. That's so crazy, yo. That's so crazy.
Oh my God, I'm so Haitian.
Yo, nigga said, yo, I meant to tell y'all niggas, like, did you know I parle vous français?
Yeah, he's like, ça passe.
Francois, you know what I mean? Like, yo, that's so crazy.
Niggas is hilarious, yo.
That's really fucking crazy. What was that going on? Did you see that Tyrese wants to be Spanish?
No, I did not see that.
Tyrese said, sometimes I wish I was born Latino. I mean, the Latin community is grounded in family, loyal entrepreneurs, businessmen, and women. Literally represents the dream, the grind, the hustle, doing whatever it takes to stick together against all odds. If
yo, continue. I hate when niggas do this shit.
If us is black culture. He said, is black culture. That's not me messing up. If us as black culture was more grounded in these integral, magical nuances of us, we would be dominant.
You know what? See, and this is why I hate when niggas just talk. Niggas just talk, yeah. Because you could have just said the last part. You ain't have to say that you wish it was born Latino. Other cultures do that shit too. Like, but you just want to specifically be Latino. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, if the nigga wants to be Tio Enrique Hernandez and say essay after that, just do that, man. Don't say all of this. And then just have that at the end.
Come you on. Say you want to be Teo.
He must be Tari. 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 He must be Taringne. He must be Tequila.
Wow, that was crazy. You said Tequila.
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 Why the fuck did Tyrese want to be Spanish?
Why does he want to be fucking Latino, nigga?
Bro, and then he said he's like, I didn't mean it that way. He said he just likes how Latinos stick together.
No.
All right, but yeah, the first thing you said was, I wish I was born Latino. What are you talking about? Ass,
nigga. Sometimes I wish I was born Latino. You know, they had the same struggles that a lot of struggles that black people have. Not the same, but a lot of struggles, too.
Right.
You could have said, sometimes I wish I was born white. I'm like, all right, man, maybe you want some privilege. All right.
Yeah.
No lips.
You just want to you just wanna be a poppy. That's all you want.
That's it.
You wanted some hair.
Yeah, how long that nigga been bald since 14? How long? He been bald ever since he been famous.
I've never seen Tyrese with hair. But then again, he could just be
he could just be pulling a
Jadakiss.
Yo, one day I feel like Tyrese gonna come out and pull a Jadakiss. He just gonna get a fro out of nowhere.
If he do that shit, I'll be in tears.
I don't think Tyrese would look right with hair.
I think we saying that because we just don't know.
You ever see like someone is like they get hair and you're like, why you don't need that? Like you can just be bald, bro. Like
think you said you don't need that.
Yo, who's the light skinned nigga that's bald that was on the Kevin Hart joint? No, not him. The other nigga that looked like him.
What?
The light you know the light skinned nigga that's bald that was in that meme and he in the he had the joint dancing like and he did and he in the meme and he's crawling. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It's got the meme.
I don't know.
Is it? Nah, that should make more. I'm about to look up bald. I'm about to Google bald light skin niggas.
Yo, that's just like black people be explaining shit, and then he's like, yo, you know the one dog with the dick and the dick? And you like, no. He's like, no, you know what I'm talking about. I clearly just said no. Black people like, you gonna know what I'm talking about.
I'm lost, big fella. I'm sorry.
Bald light skin man. All right, Common came up.
He's Dwayne, like, you know the bald light skin boy.
Dwayne Johnson.
Common, Drake. Common, Joe Budden. Like, bald light
skin. Envy.
DJ Envy not bald.
Light skin bald actor, Damon Wayans.
Got like a bald D.
Who is this? This nigga. What's his name?
Shamar Moore.
Shamar Moore. I was going to say Shameek. Yeah, Shamar Moore.
He not bald.
Huh?
He not bald.
He's bald now, right?
No. Oh, he might be bald now. Other time he wasn't bald when Tyler Perry gave him the wig with the braids.
Oh, that was.
If he would have said that, I would have known he was talking about.
I forgot he had hair. Never mind.
Tyler Perry gave him the what's it called? Yeah, Shamar Moore was a freaky ass nigga.
Yeah, because why was he crawling in that one photo shoot?
Photographers are weird. So not all photographers. Some photographers are very strange because they'll be like, yo, I got a vision. And they just want to see you do wild shit. Cause one time I saw a photographer have a girl get butt naked on a train track and put a bucket on her head. And her coochie was on the train track.
Okay.
I was like, what is the vision here?
Nah, it's not even about the vision. Like, how did he propose this idea to this girl where she was like, yeah, I'm going to do that shit. Like, yo, listen, this is the vision right here. Let me tell you something. All right, so just check me out. We're going to be at the train trash, right? Okay? I got this little bucket. I'm going to put it on your head, right? But as we at the train tracks, it's going to be a nice day. We're going to have the beautiful light, everything like that. I'm going to need to have you butt-ass naked and coochie. On the railroad tracks. I promise you, this shit gonna be fire. What you think?
Like
how do you explain that to somebody?
I can could see more of a vision if the bucket wasn't on her head. It could have been a destitute situation. Like, she could have been tied up on the train tracks. Like, oh, the trains are going to come. 1960s, they go, you know how they had people run over to people in trains and shit in the cowboy era? No. They had a bucket on her head. A bucket. Like a sandcastle bucket. A bucket on her head. Not a bucket hat either. A bucket.
Oh, it was a pail bucket.
Yeah. Yes. A sand pail. For
like
the beach.
Like the beach and shit.
Like the sandcastle shit.
Like a metal joint.
No, the sandcastle
like the
shit.
Plastic.
Oh, a plastic joint.
Yes. not on the top. Covering her whole head. Like her face and everything.
It's nothing.
Yeah. That nigga just wanted to see nudity.
Niggas are sick, bro. That's...
Niggas gotta get together, because that's fucking bro. Gross.
It is gross, but I'm not gonna... I won't hold you. That is a crazy finesse to see women naked for...
And it's great, because like, she just fell for the shit, too.
Yeah, she fell for the vision. She was like, I see it. Dumb. I see it. And he was out here like, yeah, I see you too. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, quit. I know like you
like,
see
like,
it.
I'm a model. Like,
he said, I know you see it. Yeah. I know you see it. Ah!
I said, any, meaning, mining.
How many buckets did a nigga gotta get? I know. She out here itching on shit because she had her coochie on the fucking, on the railroad.
That is insane.
All that dirt in her coochie and shit.
All that rust.
Yeah. All that rust.
Train track scrapings and shit. It's like, you're fucking filthy.
Her nigga gonna eat her out by, you smell like brakes.
I smell like bread. Why your pussy like, tastes like pennies? Like, yo, what's going on?
Your pussy smell like brick pads.
What did you do today?
You at the mechanic today? Naked? You a mechanic, bitch? You got a side hustle?
It's like, if you do, like, listen, I got oil change I need done, you know? A little bit.
She like, yeah. He gonna see the picture, like, I know that bucket head bitch.
Like, what you was,
I know that left titty.
They're like, what you was fucking with Mark Henry?
Yo, that's funny. That's funny as shit. That is actually hilarious. Hold on, do I have that Bow Wow lean
taking
video?
Like, I think I can. I think I can. He like, I know I can. Zoom in. Zoom. I know I can.
That is a crazy finesse, though. That really is. Like,
nah, who?
Dudes be out here just like,
listen. You said that's somebody that you know that did that, Brandon?
What? That did the...
That did the photo shoot?
No. I said that I seen... Someone had that their, like, their picture on Instagram. But I said, like, there's a lot of, like, people who do dumbass photo shoots like that all the time. I'm like, how do you fall for this dumbass shit? Like, it's crazy.
Like the OnlyFans Jones, for example.
Listen, man.
No. OnlyFans Jones is different. They actually making money from that. That nigga said, I have a vision. He said he had a vision. There was no vision. He just wanted to see
finesse. Finesse. I'm on to you, photography niggas. I'm on to y'all.
There's a lot of weird shit goes on. Yeah. But let me play this real quick.
They said a lot of photographers was on that weird shit.
I was sipping so much syrup, bro. And I said this too, like right after Mac Miller had died, I spoke on that shit. Like I was drinking that shit like crazy. Like if you go back and watch, it's called the Road to Platinum documentary series on BET. If you watch that, you'll notice, you'll see so many like white styrofoam cups and you'll see so many like Hawaiian Punch bottles in the studio. I was losing my fucking mind. Like, that lean shit got me up. So I'll never forget, me and Chris we were on our tour. I was co-headlining with Brown. The opening night was in Cincinnati. When I got off the stage, I collapsed. And I was like, what the f-? And I went straight to Cincinnati University Hospital. I'm talking about, my stomach was so fucked up that I end up going back home to Atlanta after the first show. I'm sitting in the hospital, not knowing what the fuck going on. And when I get back home, this shit gets worse. What happened was, I didn't know that I was having withdrawals. That's how much lean.
Damn, the shit went out again. But yes, Bow Wow was on lean.
He was on that shoulder lean, not that purple lean.
Yo, Bow Wow was sipping that water.
No, yeah, Bow Wow. He's, the funny part about the video is, sir, I was on lean.
I was like, damn. Right off the rip.
Okay, Shad Moss.
That makes sense. Cause
Shad Moss doing drugs.
Lean do is make you blow up and like make you puffy. Remember when Bow Wow got like really fat out of nowhere?
Yeah.
So like round Bow Wow.
Round Bow Wow.
He started round like, Bow he started Wow. looking like a pug.
He's got dog jokes, everybody.
Bow Wow ain't look like a pug. Her
forehead is huge. He's definitely. I said the same thing because my sister had me watching this shit.
Ooh. Shit.
By her body crazy though.
Who? Big forehead?
Big forehead.
Yeah, her body is crazy. Oh, my bad. Sorry, guys.
But yes, the pug. I mean, Bow Wow. But yes, he was definitely, you know, round. He was like...
No, Bow Wow was
big. I thought it was
you talking about when he was like doing the verses and shit? And he did the...
He might have been on lean a little bit, but then to you,
he probably was on lean that night.
Cause Bow Wow did get real big. Lean makes you really big, like cause you just be.
Cause yeah, he was definitely poofy in the face. Definitely.
Cause remember French Montana's on lean, he was fat.
Yeah, he was.
And now look at French Montana, he's clean, skinny as hell.
Skinny as hell. He's got hair now and shit.
Nah, think about it. Future wasn't never really fat. So when he said he wasn't never doing drugs like that, that nigga definitely lied.
But Lil Wayne was also on lean, and now Lil Wayne is looking healthier.
But I think Lil Wayne was doing more drugs than just lean.
Oh, yeah, he was doing a lot more.
Yeah, I think he was just
doing he started doing drugs. Cocaine at 11.
Yo, what?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, yeah, that nigga was never meant to be overweight. He was always going to be malnourished.
Malnourished.
Him and Turk were doing cocaine at 11.
Yo, doing coke at 11 is fucking crazy.
Like, why?
That's almost as wild as getting head when you're 6.
Even more. Why?
Wait, what?
Who's getting head at 6?
Dolph.
Oh, yeah. Peace. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He said that. He did.
Got some head when I was 6. I just crashed it in the whip.
In the whip?
I threw 30 in magic.
At 6?
Got some head when I was 6.
And then what's the following bar?
Through the dash, I'm in the whip.
He does the dash in the whip.
While he was 6?
I spent 30 in magic. 30.
While he was 6?
I don't know.
I think the nigga's lying.
Somebody's lying here.
Somebody's not telling the truth.
What song is that, Malia?
Lying Ass Dolph. Rest in peace. Yeah, Glow.
But back to this lean, though. Like, have you ever tried lean?
No, have you?
Technically, yes. Let me explain. So, I was at a college party.
I was on that walk work.
So, I was at a college party. It was like my 5th year, my last year of college.
What's up, Bree?
And like,
wait, where are you?
She's right there.
She's right there.
I mean, the camera's all the way over here. You could go on that side. Nigga, why? Why would you walk into? Go over there. Go over there. All
right. He gonna walk to you. Yeah. So I'm in college, right? And like, it was the new freshman that came in for the team and stuff like that. One of them, he was from like down south. I forget like where specifically, or he's probably from Jersey. I don't remember. He definitely did have like a weird accent. So we was at this. It was like a fashion show, and they had an after party. We all went to the after party. It whatnot. I had a simple drink. I was on some chill shit or whatever. I was with like some of my niggas, and my ex was there. Well, she was my girlfriend at the time, but ex now. Yeah. So everybody chilling, vibing. I go to the freshman and shit like that. Ask them like, y'all need any drinks? Because clearly y'all can't really go to the bar and get anything. So if y'all need anything, let me know. And then I leave, come back 15 minutes later, and one of the same freshmen that I said, like, from down south or Jersey, he's like, yo, Harley, yo, try this drink real quick. Now, he has it. It's, like, in a red cup, right? So I asked him immediately, I was like, what the fuck is in it? Or whatever. And he was like, oh, it's like rum and something else. Like, I don't really want it. I heard, like, you know, you like rum and shit. I was like, okay. All right. I'm going to take your word for it.
That nigga drugged you?
Nigga, I got drugged. Took a sip. Didn't taste like, you know, anything crazy. So I was like, all right. Let me try it again because I don't taste the rum. I'm like, I don't know what this flavor is. I try it again. This time I take more of a gulp. And then he gonna like pull my hand down. I was like, nigga, what was wrong? I was like, bro, I didn't think he was gonna really drink it. I was like, what the fuck you mean? You just said it was rum and like Sprite or some shit. I was trying it. Then he was like, nah, bro, it's lean. And then he gonna pull the bottle out of his back pocket. I was like, what the fuck? You let me have this. I should beat you the fuck up.
Got that drink in my cup.
Sipping on some scissors.
Sipping on some scissors.
Definitely on that scissor. I said, hey, wait a minute. I said, felt a little fuzzy. I said, hold on.
You know, the higher lean is trying to stay awake.
Codeine crazy.
That makes sense because like.
Makes you tired.
No, yeah, I definitely felt drowsy. So I was like, I needed to dance. So I was dancing my ass off to try to keep myself awake because I didn't understand why. Because I didn't know.
Dancing on lean is funny as shit.
Well, I'll tell you the closest thing I ever got to lean.
The closest.
When I was in... What year did I hate Dior? Eighth grade. All
right. What year did I hate?
Eighth grade. Yeah, I remember when me and Dior were enemies because that was the year.
That's funny as shit.
I took Delsim, like the cough medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I had a cough, so I took some Delsim, and we had Delsim that was non-drowsy. We had Delsim that was drowsy. I accidentally took the drowsy Delsim. I took it before school.
Ooh.
Didn't recognize that I took it. I was like, "Yo, what's going on?" I'm in class. I was like, I was having a hard time staying awake. It got so bad at one point. My head hit the table. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, Mom, I just don't feel good. Like, oh my God. I left like maybe like fifth period. I felt like my whole day, I felt like I was like flying. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, yo.
You ain't make it to lunch?
No, yo. I left like fifth period. I was like, yo, I don't feel good, yo. I was like, I don't feel good. Like, I feel like I just can't stay awake. My body feel weird. And like, I would just be sitting there and I just feel like I was starting to pass out. And like, why do I feel this way? Drank the wrong one. It's like, it's a simple mistake. They were right next to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially because like they both had the same label, same name, shit like that. You have to legit read non-drowsy, which is not in like big bold letters.
They always made the non-drowsy all like non-drowsy.
Miniature as fuck. Like the font be on like
And they're the same two. Color medicine. Like they both orange.
See? That's that dumb shit. At least like NyQuil, they put in like different color
boxes.
Yeah,
different colors. Yeah. NyQuil, DayQuil.
That's obvious as shit. Like, if you fuck up, that's on you. You ain't read shit.
Dark purple, green. Delson, like.
Like, you fucking colorblind and shit at that point.
Like, Delson bro, said, like, choose at your own risk.
I was really sitting there, like, Yeah, so I was answering questions in class. My body, I was raising my hand. My hand would just fall down.
This nigga said, ah!
It's like walking felt like
I was high as hell in junior high school.
Bro, walking felt like my legs was like carrying boulders, bro. And I was like, why do I feel like this?
Nigga was sitting in class, teachers out here like, Brandon, is that your hand raised or are you okay?
You know, like where it's like, this is the commercials where it's like, don't do drugs?
Yeah.
That's probably why I really never did drugs like that because of the commercials. I'm like, I feel like the Brandon, commercial, bro.
Yeah, this would be a hot feeling.
This is terrible.
It's terrible.
I was like, I'd never do this ever again. That was the worst day of my life.
You felt like that Mr. Krabs meme.
Huh?
That Mr. Krabs meme when he out here, everything's all shaky and faded.
Yes, bro. That's how I felt like, and then my body would get hot at certain points. Like, you know how
what the fuck? What type of medicine got you?
Remember
this?
How like 2 weeks? Remember how like a month ago I was sick as hell?
I think when I had it, it was like that too. Like my body was like a little bit hot.
Damn, that's what they do.
Yeah, cause but everything was just slow as shit. Like I was that this you know back in the day niggas wasn't old enough to go to the bar, but niggas were old enough to get hotels. So yeah. Little young boys was having hotel parties and shit.
Yeah,
and then she really got the ear. And then I had some or whatever. I was just like, oh shit, like everything moving slow, but like everything was still like everybody. I know everybody was still having fun, but I was just moving slow. And then later, I got some food and got some chicken wings and was just eating the chicken wings slow as shit. Like it took me like 30 minutes to eat. Like yo, it was just like that. It was like it took me like 30 minutes to eat like five chicken wings.
That's really the worst, bro.
It was just sitting there, but it was good as shit. But I just couldn't eat it fast.
Damn.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why niggas do this.
And don't do drugs, children. Yeah, that's the moral story. And read the label.
This all happened to us by accident.
I was about to say,
y'all this all happened to us by accident.
Read the label on the Delsim.
Yeah.
And also, don't.
And take your daily dose. Don't overdose on.
Don't take drinks from other people. Either.
Don't also do that. Especially if it's your friends.
Especially nowadays.
Especially nowadays.
A lot of, yeah.
It was your white friend, right?
No, it was a black friend. That's what I'm saying.
He's from the South, though.
He's from the South.
Yeah, let me hit the button real quick. That's the Usher.
I didn't understand.
Usher was my friend. I offered you to get, I was like, yo, if you need a drink, shit like that. I did everything. I was the cool guy. I was the older, old head and shit, and you want to set me up for failure.
You guys still friends?
I have not talked to him.
Since?
No, not since. It's more just like, life. Yeah, shit. Like, if I ever see him, like, let's say he walked past or shit like that, I'd be like, yo, what's up?
Her like, fuck that nigga.
I mean, it ain't ruined my night. It's just like, nigga, I would rather have volunteered to be like, yeah, I want to try it. Not you just
handing it to me.
Yeah.
And telling me it's rum.
Rum. Knowing damn well, at that point in my life, I love rum.
That's actually crazy.
Like, damn, kid.
Did you see the Donald Trump come to Philly yesterday?
I seen it. I seen niggas tweet about it. Talk about something like he pulling up the sneaker con.
Donald Trump pulled up the sneaker con, and as a person that loves sneakers, I want to say this: Donald Trump premiered his sneakers. I think they're like the Trump tees or something like that. Let me tell you something. Those sneakers are, let me tell you, by far the worst sneakers known to man. Them Johns are ugly as hell. Like, oh my God. They look gold with American flag on the top. Apparently he was there for like 5 seconds and left.
And left. I would have threw some shoes at that nigga. Like he was Bush.
You about to do a shoe aside? Yeah. A shoe aside is a shoe aside.
Were they the Trump sixes?
No, I thought they were the No, I seen somebody tweet say, oh, he dropped the January 6s.
Said that was Brandon.
you did that?
What? I didn't say that.
Didn't you say that?
No.
Or you might have retweeted it.
I didn't retweet that either.
Nah, January 6th is funny as shit.
No.
Trump has his own sneakers.
I'm trying to find he got his own sneakers.
Let me see. Where they at?
You got to look them up on
Google?
Twitter or Google. But it's a shoe aside. It's a shoe aside. Remember fans of that?
Yes. It's a shoe aside. It's a shoe aside.
Yo, when is niggas going? Is niggas? Oh my God! What the fuck are these? These are it.
Yeah.
These joints suck. You know what? Wear these Trinidad James.
Definitely.
First of all, no, I'm not gonna lie to you. Trinidad James sneaker collection is crazy. That's kind of disrespectful to Trinidad.
He wouldn't wear these.
No.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Was out, maybe when all gold everything was out.
Exactly. Yeah. He would
gold
wear
on the my chain.
Actually, you know what? No. Back in 2011, when our Roscoe Dash was hot, niggas would wear these. Come on now.
Nah, you right. Because that was exactly like that was
because niggas was wearing was the fit. Niggas was wearing shit like this.
That was the fit. Yeah. That was the
nah. But these are terrible.
Did he present them?
Who?
Trump. Did he was out here like this? My shit. Oh my God.
He went out there with the Proud Boys. They brought the sneaker to the sneaker guy.
That shit is bad.
They have some of the worst sneakers I've ever seen in my whole entire life. Remember, look, man. As a sneaker nigga, I respect people that wear like, okay, you have your own, you need taste in sneakers and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But sometimes people just don't need to have sneakers. Like I saw the Devin Bookers. Dem Johns are the closest sneaker that I could say could look like a lifestyle sneaker. Okay. That a regular person would wear.
Yeah.
But they're ass.
Oh.
Like, but I'll say give it some time because I think it's his first sneakers. Mm-hmm. If they give it some time, Dem Johns probably going to, as long as they don't fuck up the development of the sneaker, he can have a really good really good basketball sneaker that niggas will buy.
Did you see Anthony Edwards sneaker? How'd you feel about that?
The Adidas ones?
Yeah.
I think I saw them. I think they were just, they still look like basketball sneakers though.
No, yeah.
Like, you know how Jordans are basketball sneakers, but they also look like I could wear them outside?
Yeah.
That's why I want sneakers to,
I got
a what lot of Adidas basketball sneakers are look like the drones that you grabbed, Brandon.
The crazy ones? Unlimited?
Yeah, they got that like bulky look to it.
Yeah, because they're trying to take it back.
I like for basketball sneakers, to be honest.
What, to have bulk?
Yeah.
So they're trying to take it back to the old Kobe's, but the Kobe's, the original Kobe ones are ugly as shit. But like those are like those are homage to it. If, like that like black part at the top, mm-hmm. I like that because like okay, you get the homage, but you get a new like different part of sneaker.
Right.
It's a very bulky shoe though, but like. I won't think I could ever play ball in it or anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends. Like,
the way the technology in the sneaker is now, not technology, but you know, like the fabrics on it, they make them a lot lighter than it was back in the day. So it's probably like very flexible, breathable. Very comfortable. You know, able to like you know move around, be versatile in them.
It's a very comfortable shoe. It's just very like. After a while, like doing certain things where, like, you know how your foot may be a little slimmer. It's very, like, a lot more around the shoe. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like I hooped in Jordan 12s before. The Jordans are bulky as shit and heavy. But they were very comfortable, but it was like these
13s. My nigga said you was out here on some Hulk smash shit. I was on.
13s are the most comfortable Jordans.
Trying to sprint in them Jordans is fucking crazy.
If you get a Jordan 13, most comfortable Jordan in the world, bro. Swear to God. Like, swear.
Shit, the 11s are heavy, too.
The 11s are a little heavy, but the 13, the He Got Games, they light and they soft. Like, you could wear them all day and not recognize you have sneakers on.
Oh, that's tough. I like shoes like that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's fine.
Huh? I like them Johns a lot. What else we got to talk about today? Oh, do you put the Usher Freaka Leak song in here, John?
Yeah. So,
cause you peeped it in the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I peeped that, and then like there was a clip of an interview. They was like talking to Lil Jon, and Lil Jon was saying how like he got that beat or whatever, and that was actually the original beat for Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything like that. So like. Yeah. Yep, so when I found this out, right, I was like, oh, okay, cool. So, because I was thinking about Freaky League, I was like, that beat was a fucking smash. And, like, they legit did the song.
It's the same beat. It's just literally the same drums.
No, yeah, he took everything out but the drums. Like, he kept the same drums and just, like, made a new song around it. And was like, and that was
it. Because the difference is Freaky League is...
Yeah.
And then he staggers it in he goes And Usher didn't want to do originally.
No, that's also true. Yeah, I remember.
Usher was like, I don't want to do this shit. What the fuck is in the club with the homies trying to catch a little VI? What the fuck is a VI? Is what the
fuck is that? Hold on. Cause I think
keep it down on the low key. Cause I know what you trying to find the video?
Yeah, because
well, it's okay because the sound's not working right now.
Oh, yeah.
Keep a little VI.
Keep it down on the VI. But I saw that, and then I saw also. I sound like a cat.
Hey, what was it?
I saw that, and then who put the Suge Knight post Snoop Dogg's wife?
That might have been Sean. Was that Sean?
I have been Sean. Snoop Dogg. Wife.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, I don't know who that put that there. Yeah, I saw you put the Leaf put the undisclosed player was secretly placing cameras in the team shower All-Star Weekend.
Which was apparently fake, so.
It was fake, but hilarious.
If I did have to take a guess, never mind.
Who would you think it would be?
I already know who would have been.
Who would have been?
It was going to be D-Lo.
You said D-Lo?
I would have said D-Lo, because he already did it one time.
Oh!
He did put the cameras on a nigga. Mm-hmm. He did snitch. Mm-hmm. It's not thorough at all.
No, but it said the camera showers.
Camera showers.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Who's there?
The person I would think would be is in Taiwan.
Exactly. That's why I had to think, like, all right, who's actually at the All-Star game? Like,
is he there? I don't think he's there.
He's not there.
But if I had to guess now, he plays for the Timberwolves. And he was in the 3-point contest.
And Dace Jordan Woods.
That's what I was gonna say. He's like, wait a minute. I know he's zesty, but damn.
Hey man.
Khalif said this. I always remember. Khalif's thoughts.
These are Khalif's thoughts.
What was a guess? I just threw a name out there. First name that popped up.
Hey. Hey.
No, I got you.
Baxter, sit down.
Is that everything today?
Shut up.
Is that all our topics today?
Baxter, sit down.
It's about to be a nice short podcast today for people.
Was that all of it?
That's pretty much all of it.
I think that's everything. Which is crazy because like this is extremely short.
Yeah, that is pretty short.
Ain't shit been going on. I mean, Bow Wow was on Lean. Yeah.
Bow Wow's on Lean. Like, nobody cares about that. All-Star Weekend was trash so far.
Garbage. It's always going to be garbage until, like, they put the real nigga shit on that everybody wants to see. Niggas want to see the one-on-ones. Put the niggas who actually fucking dunk for a living. Like, nigga, grab a nigga from the street because you know what?
They I got can actually Matt do McClung, and that shit was... He did the same dunk he did last year.
Ass. He did. I was watching it, I was like,
his first dunk was crazy.
No, the first one was crazy.
And then after that, ass. Because I, like, all right, fine. You can jump over people, but what... I can do
that. No. Harley.
I can jump over.
Harley.
With the ball. Nigga, I have a clip of me putting the ball through the fucking rim like Vince Carter.
Harley.
Yes. I have the video.
Harley. This is what I'm saying, though.
Right. I'm dead ass.
Harley, I get you, but this is what I'm saying. He went like this. He jumped over the nigga.
No. When he let
when
it
he,
go.
When he that, went no, like no, this. That was fire. And went like this. Yes. If he had threw it up more. And like that, I was like, that's even crazier.
No. And I thought he should have did that. Because no, that dunk, fire. Phenomenal. Me and Leaf was just talking about that. That was number one. And then Toppin had like the rest of the best dunks. After that.
Yeah. Was it Jacob Toppin? Is that his name?
I think so.
Yeah, because there was an OB. OB Toppin.
Because I didn't know his brother was on
I didn't know his brother was on the Knicks too. But
I did not know.
But he does play for the Knicks.
It's a lot of topping.
And he did a reverse 360 East Bay. That shit was fire. What'd he say? He said some Paul shit. Yeah, you tripping. Chill out. Chill out, bro.
I said it's a lot of topping in the league.
Chill.
I'm still waiting for Fabulous to be like, OB topping. I love her.
Just press the button and say, shut the fuck up.
Did he ever make a bar for that girl with the Suns players?
That would have been a fire bar. She an all-star with OB topping.
she OB topping.
She O.
Oh, she be topping.
She O be topping. Yeah, nah. That he's don't give him any ideas because Fab will drop a bar for that.
He will. It's coming.
Don't give him any ideas.
She an all star. What O B topping? Come on now. It's Fab.
It's Fab. O B.
It's F A B.
Oh, I love nigga. That. Nigga fucked up everybody's grammar. Had nigga spelling fabulous wrong.
OB topping.
I'm like, you're going to say
Beautiful big titty but naked bitches.
Oh, be topping.
Oh, she be topping.
She be old topping.
You said, oh, she, oh, be t-
Oh, BB, she be topping. Oh, be she topping. Oh, be topping.
Yeah, man. Don't get that nigga no ideas.
But like I said, put me in the fucking dunk contest. I'm killing niggas. All right.
Well, I do like how they try to, I do like the LED courts. It made it kind of like, you know, a little different.
It made it cool.
It was pretty cool.
But it'd be cooler if the niggas dunk better. Right. It's been all these years. Why the niggas still ain't do under the legs twice?
Because that's very difficult.
I've seen it on Instagram.
Yeah, probably by one, maybe two people.
I was about to say, find a nigga.
Sign up to a team for a day, 10 day.
No, I think they should really do is like, if niggas really in the NBA don't want to do it and y'all here bitching, just get these niggas. And then, you know,
no, for real, just
you know, get these
get
niggas,
the professional give them dunkers.
Exactly, and give them prize money.
I think they should
money.
Do that.
You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. Give them 10-day contracts, give them that mill.
Don't do that because they don't have to do that.
Because
now you're going to give them hoop dreams that they're not going to fulfill. Exactly.
No. But once you get a 10-day, right? Once you get a 10-day, you only on a team the 10 days that you was
for just only All-Star. And they going to know, it's like, damn, so I can't really, like, at least try to get a contract.
But then you got the status to be like, yeah, bitch, you know, you have to play. For the I used to play for the Hawks.
I play for the Atlanta Eagles, the G League.
Leaf. Now they said to you, yo, Leaf, we need you to dunk. We will give you a contract 10 days. You're not gonna use that to your, yeah. You know what I'm saying, I play for them 10 days. Like yeah, yeah. She gonna look at you up on the roster.
I mean, I'll put it on my resume. You know,
nigga, she gonna look you up on the roster.
And I'm right there.
Yeah, and
Jesus.
I'm there.
Like, can we get this out? Can we get this out right now? I got a date tonight.
Yeah. Tonight. Put it up there.
It's like, hurry, sign it now.
But I'm like, when you put it up, sign, don't put 10 day.
Wait, how much is the contract? Wait, all right.
The league minimum is a mil. All
right, yeah.
Even if you get a 10 day, your league minimum is a mil.
Put that in there.
Put on Forbes. Can you advance, can you like direct deposit and advance that right now? Right now, please.
Actually, can you wire that to me? Wait, I got Apple Pay.
Actually, no, fuck you. Just give it to me in cash.
Because you do get a bonus if you do win a dunk contest, too.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just have these niggas who dunk in the streets, those professional dunkers, just have them, like, do it for prize money and shit. And then we want to see the one-on-ones.
I will say, three-point contest where that girl thought she was going to be Steph. Come on now.
If she did,
bro,
if she, be
honest,
no,
she,
if she did it from,
she had
like, the 26.
Women. 26.
And Dame had 26 as the W.
Steph had 29. That she was not far behind.
And the thing is, if she shot from where she's actually supposed to shoot from, that yeah,
she would have
Steph would have probably been scared.
I like how they included that. I think they should do that from now on.
Something similar.
Like they should include like
the
WNBA players in like a 3-point contest. Fair.
They didn't put a WNBA player in a dunk contest. All
right,
well,
shut
they
up.
Can't, bro. They,
nah. You know, actually, no. Do it because I bet you, Brittany Griner.
No layup contest.
Chill out. Chill the fuck out.
They might have some crazy ass layups.
Lower the rim to 7 feet. And put them in the dunk contest.
Lower the shit to 7 feet. Let me get in the dunk contest. I promise.
I was about to say, lower it to 7 feet. My nigga, I'm going to look like Jordan. I'm doing
nigga,
everything.
You lower to 7 feet, you going to see me do the backflip dunk.
That they used to do a fucking NBA Live 06.
Like, yo, you know stunk a backflip? No, I just found out just now.
Just now. This nigga's out here doing tricks.
I'm doing the Aaron Gordon shit.
Nigga, I'm going to do the Dwight. Remember when Dwight Howard dunked on both rims? I'm doing that shit.
That was just some tall shit, yo. Not gonna lie. That joint wasn't even that crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't crazy at all, actually.
It wasn't crazy. No, what really wasn't crazy? That niggas got to stop gassing up. When Blake Griffin jumped over, not the whole car, just the hood of the Kia.
Right.
Which is like 3 feet off the ground. Stop.
Because we got to be honest. Kobe Bryant did jump over an actual car that was driving towards him.
Yes. Have I done something like that?
Like the whole car.
I've jumped over an actual car. Not like driving at me, no. But like, not the hood, the top. So like,
Kobe did it while the car was moving towards him.
Bro, I remember. We all saw the video. Yeah, bro, yeah.
Say it again.
we saw the video, bro. I was sitting here, was like, damn, this nigga Kobe really could do anything. Anything.
But pass the ball.
Wait, didn't he also jump over like a pool full of like piranhas or some shit like that?
I think so, yeah, but I think I don't think it was like real piranhas. Or like, I don't know. But no, I did,
it was, he piranhas did or eels. It was one of them, I'm pretty sure.
Something dangerous. Yeah, it was in very the waters. Dangerous. And I was saying, I was like, if Kobe fuck up.
Kobe was living on the edge.
I was like, Kobe fuck up.
I never seen that video.
You never seen this shit?
I think it was part of Jackass or something.
What?
Yo,
bro, yes, this is a thing. This is a thing. Because I was saying, I was scared for Kobe. I was like, yo, if he fuck up, like somebody better get him out. Get him out now.
If his ankle falls into the pool, it's over.
What time is it?
1:55.
All right. I'm going to get up in a second. We're going to finish this in a few minutes. Because it's facts. You can fact check it. I'm really intrigued by Kobe trying to do this.
Hey, right.
He jumped over some... Oh, wow.
It was Black Mambas. He jumped over Black Mambas.
That's crazy.
Oh, he did jump over Black Mambas.
Because I was there. I was like, this shit is
over
dangerous.
Over the whole pool?
Yes.
Wait. You got to bring him over here. Whoa. I didn't see the jump part. There's too much lead up. Hold on. I didn't see this jump. All right. Oh, he's on Jackass, for real.
Yeah.
Yo, what the hell?
Nigga, yes. This nigga was living on the edge, bro. He was out here just doing... achievements. Unlocking achievements. Nigga was doing side missions.
Yo, this joint had to be, like, staged.
I don't know, but I found these results on search.
Girl, nobody talking to you, dumbass. Yeah, I don't know how this is staged.
Wow, he did it. The core probably, maybe the core was lower.
That's nuts. That's like jumping from the 3-point line. That's crazy. Wow, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, man.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, and then nigga had bounce, bro.
Jacoby.
I mean, Kobe did win the dunk contest. He did do that.
He did win the dunk contest.
I miss when, like, actual players that were actually, like, the ones doing dunk contest. Y'all niggas so afraid of everything now. Now they wouldn't be in three-point contest.
LeBron never doing a dunk contest is crazy. Zion not being in a dunk contest.
Crazy.
Well, I never seen LeBron do no, like, super crazy dunk.
What?
In-game? I'm saying, like, nothing, like, so crazy. I'm like... All right, he was younger, maybe.
But because LeBron can do a super crazy dunk.
And the thing is, like, they don't record like their pregame warmups because, like, they be doing their freaky ass shit during pregame warmups and shit like that, where they be doing the trick shits or whatever. Like Steph be out here throwing, you know, be doing like the full court shots.
Yeah,
LeBron be out here doing. That's what I heard. Like LeBron be out here doing any type of dunk. Like he'll just ask anybody, like, "What you want to see today?"
What do you want to see today? I got you.
Like,
it's hilarious.
That's the type of shit. I'm like, yo, niggas really just be doing this. But no one will see it unless you're there. Because you can go to the pregame warm-ups. Yeah. But nobody get the footage. That also reminds me. I've been seeing shit on Twitter lately, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of just like 1920 footage. Film footage.
Oh, they dropping the footage of the 100?
No, they're not.
No, Melo was talking. I was listening to Melo Pop. He said
100 points?
Yeah. Yes.
Somebody got it?
Melo saw it. Melo was talking about it on his podcast the other day.
I need to see it.
Yeah, we need
to see it. Because I'm sick of time. Because I'm seeing, I saw like maybe for 3 weeks straight just footage of Babe Ruth. I'm like, so we got Babe Ruth out here batting shit. No one has Will doing this.
No, they go and drop it. What's it called? Melo was talking about it. He said he saw it the other day. He said he saw it a few weeks ago.
All right. We're going to see it.
There's footage of the 100.
Damn. Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to see it.
I want to see it.
Now, what if he was doing some crazy shit, like throwing off the backboard? Like, this AI, it gotta be AI.
But I mean, I can believe what that though. What if he did it under the leg
twice in a game?
All right, yeah, that's AI. At that point, yeah, that's AI. Because you not doing that. Not at his height.
No, if he do that, he'd be like, y'all niggas.
They wasn't doing shit like that back in the day.
I can see him doing off the backboard because, like,
Backboard, maybe.
Because, yeah, who's gonna stop him?
No,
he's the tallest nigga on the court.
No, if he did the underleg twice, he'd be like, y'all niggas is bums. Y'all new NBA niggas is bums. You see this nigga, Will? This is the 20s, nigga. Silly shit.
Nah, the way basketball is like, I guess, elevating now is fucking crazy. It's like some people are just extremely way better than people like their age. Like that. You saw that girl that got a 71 point triple double.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? And it was steals.
It's like a college game. I mean, usually college or high
school. Oh, girl?
Yes. Girl, yeah.
Wow.
No, it was ridiculous. The stat line was fucking ridiculous. I was like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Sure, boy. I'm going to look at her name. 71 point triple double.
That's crazy. What time is it?
It's 2 o'clock.
That's 2 o'clock.
All day. Right. Look up. Why are you looking up her name? Let's end this podcast. You can give it to us by then. All right, guys. This has been episode 168 of the greatest podcast of all time. That is absolutely about nothing. This is Yep Another Podcast. Let me remind you this before we go. March 1st. LNL. We're at LNL Network. We are going to be at the World Cafe Live for Pod Nation.
Pod Nation.
LNL Network presents Pod Nation.
Pod Nation.
I'll be there. Harley will be there. Leaf will be there. Sean will be there. Even though she's not here, she'll be there. Pod Nation.
Pod.
It's going to be us. It's going to be a bunch of different other podcasters.
Nation.
On one stage. Lauren Lonell podcaster presenting it. It's going to be a great night. Doors are at 6:30. Guys, we'd love to see you there. Grab your tickets now. Before they sell out. Let me tell you, it's going to be a great time. So, in the description, you'll find a link in the bio to buy tickets. In our bio on Instagram, there is a link to buy tickets. In my bio on Instagram, there is something to buy tickets to. So, March 1st, Pod Nation. See you there, or you are a loser. It's only I was going to say be square, but I like square sometimes.
Jabroni.
Pussy.
Parallelograms.
I had nothing. I was like,
but
I can't beat that.
This has been episode 168 of Greatest Podcast of All Time. That's absolutely about nothing. I'm Stunt.
I'm Harley.
And I'm Leaf.
Follow me at IMSTUNT. Follow the podcast at Yep_AnotherPod. Harley, where can they find you?
They can find me on the TikToks, or you can find me on IG at HarleyNoDavidson_. I got a show coming up March 7th. More details to come.
Leaf?
But back to the girl, because, like, you know, we got to shout her out. Her name is Sanaya Burks. She dropped 75 points, 19 rebounds, and 15 steals on her senior night. That shit is crazy. Shout out to her.
Shout out to Sanaya.
Texas State commit.
She's in high school.
Yeah,
it's high school.
Oh, word,
yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Follow me at Chief Leaf _ on Twitter, Chief_Leaf on Instagram, _ChiefEats_ on Instagram. Also, I just dropped a post of a good Taco Tuesday spot. Check it out, and more to come. And catch me at the podcast drink.
Yes, Pod Nation, March 1st. Guys,
6:30.
Always remember you can do what you want. Always remember you're beautiful. Always remember you're amazing. And Harley,
you must eat the big boom boom.
Or get locked up. All right, guys.